praise God, not to leave us, amen, without help, and not to leave us without deliverance. Can you say amen? But he came, praise God, that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. Amen, praise God. God, amen, chose a virgin, Mary, praise God, for his birth. Amen, praise God. And through that virgin, praise God, he made, amen, a redeemer, praise God, amen, who is to be identified as Christ, the very Lord. He is God himself that is manifested in flesh. He came, praise God, amen, praise God, by the announcement of the angel Gabriel to let, amen, Mary know, praise God, that she would be the vessel through which, amen, the Lord would come. Amen, praise God. This birth, amen, praise God, is no, amen, is significant from any other birth in the world. Amen. This birth, amen, praise God, amen, produced a son, but not just any son. Can you say amen? Isaiah told us only that, amen, a child was born. Amen. But praise God, he didn't give us name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God of the child, except that it would be God with us. He gave us, praise God, the information that a child would be born. And he, praise God, stretched out, amen, praise God, the significance of this birth, because he let it be known that this child that would be born would be a ruler. Amen. The government, he said, would be upon, amen, his shoulders. Can you say amen? And so in the Jewish thought and in the Jewish mind, amen, praise God, the coming Messiah would be a ruler. Amen, praise God. And while, amen, praise God, they were looking, amen, praise God, for a ruler to come, amen, praise God, he that indeed would be king, hallelujah, praise God, and, amen, praise God, would govern continually, because Isaiah had said of the increase of his government, there would be no end. Can we say amen? And Zechariah had identified, amen, him coming. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. He let it be known that the king of Israel would come, meek and lowly and riding upon an ass. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And so when the Lord makes, as it were, his triumphant entry after his birth, amen, many were crying out, amen, what the scripture had said would be cried out. They cried out, Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest. Can you say amen? Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And so, praise God, because of the birth of the one that would be king, they were looking, praise God, for a deliverer. Can you say amen? One that would throw off, amen, the yoke of Rome from off of them, and amen, and set up a kingdom that would rule forever. And because, amen, praise God, the Lord in his, amen, maturity as he came into manhood, did not behave as they thought, amen, the Messiah would behave. Many did not recognize who he was. But in truth, amen, praise God, he was still the only begotten Son of God. Amen, praise God. This begotten Son would be a birth Son. Amen. God had sons, can you say amen, that were celestial, because he was the Father of all creation, and all of the angelic beings, amen, praise God, are to be identified as the sons of God. Amen, praise God. But of the family of man, hallelujah, praise God, amen, we have sons, amen, by birth. The angelic host were created by the hand of God. No angel gave birth to another angel, but God made them all collectively. Can you say amen? But for humanity, amen, praise God, God was going to do this thing, amen, praise God, one birth at a time. And so, praise God, the science always have the quandary, praise God, as to what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Amen, praise God. But the children of God, we don't have that quandary because we know there is a creator. We know, praise God, that the chicken came first because God made it. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God didn't make an egg. Amen, praise God, to become a chicken. No, God made a chicken and they laid the egg. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. God is creator. Hallelujah. And so he created one man and he created one woman. And from that, amen, praise God, the family of men, amen, rose up because God had told them to be fruitful and to multiply. And so it was, hallelujah, that they were fruitful and they did multiply. Can you say amen? But you know the story. Sin got in. And amen, as Paul writes to the church at Rome, he says, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. God is wonderful in what he does and how he does what he does. Because, amen, God, amen, ordained that if sin came in by one man, amen, praise God, let me use one man, amen, to get men out of sin. Can you say amen? One man brought condemnation, and another man would bring life everlasting. You are to praise him. So praise God, is significant, amen, praise God, when he came into the world. Why? Because that's the man that will deliver us. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, while he was, amen, even a babe, he had a purpose, amen, to bring salvation. Even while he was held in his mother's womb, his purpose was to deliver us. And so, praise God, on the time and at the time of his birth, the angels, amen, praise God, came to the shepherds that were in the field, amen, praise God, with tidings, amen, good news. I got good news, amen, praise God. How many know that just because he was born, the news is good? Y'all ought to praise him. Can you say amen? This was the greatest event on earth because men were languishing in sin. But God had determined, I'm not going to let you die. I'm going to give you an opportunity, amen, to have life, and that more abundantly. And everybody that believed on me, amen, from Adam after he fell into condemnation to the last one that will remain faithful to me, coming out of the millennial kingdom, I will save and I will deliver because of the blood, amen, that I will provide for our, or for your and my salvation. And so this was significant, and it was worth, amen, the angelic choir being dispatched, amen, to announce and to sing of the glory of God because a child was born. Tell your neighbor, they celebrated, amen, because God had come into the world. This time he didn't come, amen, to visit. Can you say amen? But he came, hallelujah, amen, to transform things, and things would be transformed upon the birth of Christ eternally. Tell your neighbor, from the moment that Christ was born, everything changed. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, from the moment feel hopeless any longer. It don't matter what you may be dealing with in your life, because of the birth of the Lord. Of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything turned around when he arrived on the scene. Amen. He had promised a redeemer, and now the redeemer has arrived. Matthew began to look back, hallelujah, at the faithfulness of God. Tell your neighbor, God is faithful. He don't change. He the same today as he was on yesterday. And then Matthew began to look back, and he began to count, and he said it was 14 generations from Abraham unto David. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, that's a long time. Can you say amen? But God is faithful. And Matthew said, amen, from David unto the carrying away into Babylon, another 14 generations. But God is faithful. Can you say amen? Amen. 14. Amen. And 14. 28 generations. But God had not forgotten what his promise was. Can you say amen? And then Matthew said, amen, another 14 generations. Amen. From the carrying away into Babylon unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Y'all better pray. Tell your neighbor, 40 and 2 generations. But God never forgot what his promise was. Can you say amen? But wait a minute. Amen. Matthew reckoned a time from Abraham. Can you say amen? But when God was grown, he told the Pharisees and the Sadducees that before Abraham was, Lord, I am. Y'all better pray for me. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, his beginning was not in a manger. Lord, have mercy. You might be talking about when he put on flesh, but that didn't make him God. He was God. Abraham was, I am. And if you go over to Luke, you can add another 20 or 21 generations. Can you say amen? On top of the 40 and 2 generation. But the point is that when God put his word out, he will make it good. No wonder you ought to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Can you say amen? And while you're waiting, know that he that shall come, he will come. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? He arrived, amen, in flesh, and things are turned around. Amen. Sacrifice and offering, amen, were not what God, amen, desired. Hello, somebody. Tell God, tell your neighbor, God didn't want you temporarily delivered. He wanted you totally delivered. Tell your neighbor, God is a God that can give total deliverance. Do you need total deliverance? Well, I know a God who can totally deliver you. He can bring you out from under condemnation and give you life, and that more abundantly. I saw Isaiah looking at the throne of God. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. He saw, amen, the seraphim around him, and the seraphim were the God of Israel was unlike any other of the pagan gods, because all of the pagans, they had a statue or an image. Can you say amen? But the God of Israel was nothing. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. Amen. Between the cherubims, amen. Under, amen, the wings of the cherubims, upon the top of the mercy seat, there was no image. Can you say amen? Only the glory of God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, Israel had a God that you could not see. Can you say amen? He arrived. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. When he got here, amen, he didn't come as a spirit because he had a work to do. Amen. Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. Behold, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will. Oh God, y'all better pray. Can you say amen? Amen. When he came, he took away everything that was before him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, all you for salvation is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's all you need. You ought to praise him. Somebody say, baby, that's all I want. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Because if you got him, you got enough. You got everything that you will need. But when he arrived, amen, he came made of a virgin. Can you say amen? He was made of a woman. He was made under the law. Can you say amen? That is, when Jesus walked the earth, amen, the counsel of God was in the hand of Israel. There was no other way to approach to God except through the nation of Israel. God had separated out a people. He gave them a law. He gave them an ordinance. He gave them a priesthood. Tell your neighbor, Israel had it all. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, Israel had it all. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that he came, not just for Israel. Y'all better praise him. Tell your neighbor, he didn't come just for Israel, but he came for me, and he came for you. Let me say amen. But God is a God of order, so he followed the protocol. Can you say amen? Israel was his beloved. Can you say amen? So he came to his own. Can you say amen? But the own that he came to, they didn't want him. Lord have mercy. They put their hand up. They didn't want to receive him. But I'm so glad that he already planned. Can you say amen? For us to be brought in. Their rejection opened the door for the Gentiles to come in. You ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Because amen, God made a way for us to be adopted into the family of God. The Jewish term, mishboka. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you want to be in the mishboka, can you say amen? That is, if you want to be in the family of God, then you got to come, amen, to God the way he has ordained. Can you say amen? Things changed when he got here. If Isaiah could take a look 30-something years after the arrival of Christ, he wouldn't see what he saw in the first place, because what he saw before was a spirit. Can you say amen? But amen, God came in flesh. Can you say amen? John said, amen, before he arrived, he was already God. In the beginning, John said, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Tell your neighbor, in the beginning, he was God. He was God when he spoke of creation, Lord. He was God when he said, let there be light. He was God when he brought out of nothing everything that is. He was already God. Can you say amen? What he did for man was made man in his image. And then he turned around and came in the image of his image. Y'all are crazy. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he turned around. He came in the image of his image. Can you say amen? How did he come? He came as a man. Hallelujah. To redeem man out of their fallen situation. If Isaiah could have looked close up later on, instead of a spirit sitting on the throne, he would have seen a man. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. John's view and Isaiah's view was different. Can you say amen? They were looking at the same God, but the view was different. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? They were looking at the same God, but the view was different. Y'all better praise it. Can you say amen? The perspective of Isaiah, before God came in the flesh, all they could see was spirit. Can you say amen? And when God came in flesh, it was only to visit. Can you say amen? But from the place of Mary's birth, God changed everything. He put on flesh. Can you say amen? And John said, we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Who is this man, Jesus? He is God. Manifested in the flesh. Can you say amen? Thomas say, I ain't gonna believe till I can see it with my own eye. Can you say amen? And so Thomas got a special visit. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And he told Thomas, stretch forth your hand and put your finger in the hole of the prints of my hand and see that it is I. Can you say amen? How many know you can recognize him? Can you say amen? Recognize the Lord. He humbled himself and he said, my Lord and my God. Can you say amen? And God told Thomas, you're blessed because you have seen and now you believe. But blessed are those who have not seen. Say thank you, Jesus. They were looking for deliverance. deliverance from Rome. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And they were looking for him to overthrow, amen, the government of Rome. Amen. Praise God. Julius Caesar, can you say amen? Had perished, can you say amen? At the hands of those conspirators, because he declared that he wanted to be a continuing ruler. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so Brutus and amen, the others, amen, praise God. Colossians and Brutus, they killed him. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so, amen, praise God. It was left his generals, Lepus and Octavian and Mark Antony. Can you say amen? So when, amen, praise God, the Bible said, amen, praise God, that the order came from Augustus Caesar. It is talking about Octavian, because Octavian changed his name. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Not only did he make his name to be Augustus Caesar, can you say amen, but he declared himself and made himself the first emperor of Rome. Can you say amen? And so then, praise God, this first emperor of Rome, amen, praise God, wasn't satisfied at being the head, amen, of the world. That's why the Bible says, amen, all the world went to be taxed. Why? Because Rome ruled the world. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And so when they say all the world, he's talking about, amen, all of the territories, amen, that Rome ruled, because Rome ruled the world. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so it was, praise God, that, y'all don't mind me diverging for a minute. Amen, praise God. So it was, amen, praise God, that, amen, Mark Antony, can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And Octavian, they were the, amen, praise God. Octavian is like, amen, the adopted son of Caesar Julius. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And they went to kill or destroy the ones that had plotted against Julius. Can you say amen? And Lepus got lost in the war, and that only left Antony. Can you say amen? And Octavian. And Antony, praise God, amen, praise God, would come across or fight against, amen, praise God, Octavian. Amen, praise God. But he was relying on Egypt, and that's where the Cleopatra connection come in. Can you say amen? And so then, praise God, amen, praise God, that connection was used against him by Octavian. And amen, praise God. And when they went to war, amen, Mark Antony, amen, and Cleopatra, they committed suicide. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Just one rule, amen, the nations, he will want to be over, amen, the church of the living God. But how many know that the gates of hell cannot prevail? You ought to give God a praise. And you say amen. Who's coming? The same Jesus, amen, that was hung up on Calvary. The same Jesus that died and bled for your sin and for mine. He's coming back again. And while when he first came, he was not the ruler that the Jews were looking for. Tell your neighbor, don't worry. He's coming back again. And when he comes back again, amen, the scripture of Isaiah, it will be fulfilled. Amen. What do you say? I say God might walk slow, but he walks slow. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he might walk slow, but he walks slow.
I like that.
No, 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 man. That's a country stuff. Can you say amen? Show me sure. Can you say amen? Without a doubt. Show me, make no mistake about it. He gonna do what he said he would do. Amen. Somebody say, show me the love. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And so when he comes, amen, praise God, he will be, amen, what Isaiah declared that he will be. Can you say amen? They didn't want to recognize this baby. Can you say amen? They said they knew his mama and they knew his daddy alive. They didn't know. They thought they knew. Can you say amen? They thought they knew his beginning. Can you say amen? But but he started a long time before. Amen. He showed up. Can you say amen? In Bethlehem, you ought to know that God started your redemption process a long time before you got to the water and went down in the name of Jesus.
Say thank you, Jesus. On this side, I said it before. If you make it to 120, you'd be doing real good. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But amen, even at 120, this is the short side. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. You can try the best you can, but you can't get the so much out of 120. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? And just say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can't get but so much out of 120. On the other side is eternity. Amen. Praise God. That's a whole lot of 120. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And so, amen. Praise God. You're trying to work the short game and you're missing the long game. Can you say amen? But the short game, amen. Praise God, will leave you, amen, without hope. But the long game will bless you now and bless you later. Can you say amen? Anybody want a blessing now? Want a blessing later? Can you say, I want a blessing now? That you might have hope for later. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, I need hope for later. I need hope for later. I ain't putting all my hope in right now. I gotta have some hope for later. Can you say amen? Right now, it's just houses and land and a little money. Can you say amen? Little food to eat. Can you say thank you? What else more are you gonna get? Can you say thank you to some nice clothes, a nice ride, a nice place to stay, somebody to hug you every now and then? Can you say amen? What more are you gonna get? Can you say thank you, Jesus? That's all you get on the short side. Ain't nothing more here. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Pray God. You can work it left. You can work it right up and down. Can you say amen? You can't get but so much out of this. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So we got to realize it ain't about that.
It ain't no.
Can you say amen? What's it about, Pastor? It's about finding life. Can you say amen? It's about getting rescued before you die. Can you say amen? It's about, amen, reassigning your values. It's about putting your hope in Christ. Amen. Praise God. I'm going for the long term. I ain't going for the short. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. In the short term, you're going to cry. You're going to suffer. Can you say amen? Amen. In the short term, your head will be turned left, right, up, down. Can you say amen? But the good news is that too is going to pass. That's the short term. Can you say amen? So while you turn left, right, and your head going up and down, you got to find Jesus while there is time. And when you find him, you got to embrace him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the baby grew up. Can you say amen? And he went up on the hill, called on God. When he was a man, come unto me, all ye that are laden and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Can you say amen? It ain't nothing but trouble on this side, but the redeemed of the Lord can find rest in trouble. Oh, special. You gotta pray to him. Tell your neighbor, I'm amen. Cause I can find rest in trouble. Cause no matter what may be going on around me, I still got a praise down on the inside. Because I know that he was born. And because he was born, he offered a more excellent sacrifice. Because the blood of lambs and bullocks and turtle doves were not able to deliver me from my sin, but God came with his own blood. Praise him. Tell your neighbor, he had his own blood. What you gonna do with that blood, Lord? I'm gonna shed for the redemption of whoever wants to have life, and that more abundantly. That's why every one of us has testimony. Don't tell me not to rejoice at Christmas.
gifts of men, because it ain't about that. It is about the gift of God. Y'all better pray again. Can you say amen? Tell your name. It's about the gift of God. Can you say amen? And that gift came, amen, in a little town called Bethlehem. It was laid in a manger. Can you say amen? Everybody didn't know how precious this gift was. But some wise men came out of the east. Can you say amen? You know the story. Wise men are still seeking the Lord Jesus. Amen. If you're wise, amen, you got to realize he's more than a man. Just a sweet little baby boy. He is the God of all creation that came to redeem us from our sin. And so praise God this Christmas. When you open your gift, think about the gift. Can you say amen? When you say, ooh, of someone to give me this or give me that. Remember what God gave you. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. You know how we do.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Thank you.
When we look at our gift, we want to know if did it come from the dollar store? Yeah. When we look at our gift, when we can't find no price tag, we looking for a name stamp. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Pray God. We can't find no price tag. Amen. Well, let's see where it comes from. Can you say, is it from Nordstrom's? Can you say, is it from Macy's? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Is it from the dollar store? Where it's from? Can you say, and immediately, if we don't see no name, we see, amen, put no price, we see name, amen, praise God, some name, amen, make our head go down, like, oh Lord, can you say thank you, Jesus, can you say thank you, Jesus, but then some other name, make your head go up and say, oh Lord, and say thank you, Jesus, tell your neighbor, amen, praise God, when we looking at the gift, amen, praise God, we examine it, amen, we don't mean no harm, that's just how we are, can you say amen, amen, praise God, we want to feel special.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? Don't give me nothing, make me feel not special. That's give me right. Something, make me feel special. Can you say amen? Amen. Don't give me nothing. Listen. Amen. Can you say amen? But make me feel special. Can you say amen? And I'm here to tell you that the gift God gave you, Lord, when you start going to pay for that, you're going to find the day. Amen. I left you just a little note. Just wanted to give you this gift. Because I love you so much. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. You mean, Lord, you the creator of the whole world and the universe, and you love me? God say, yeah, I love you. Amen. I stuck that note right in there for you to let you know I love you. Can you say amen? You see, when you get something good, you stretch your stuff. I'm leaving. I'm going in a minute. When you get something good, you stretch your stuff. Can you say amen? Dollar store stuff, you ain't going to break out in that. Can you say yeah, I ain't breaking out in that. You might hide that somewhere.
No, you don't hide.
Okay, can you say amen? But something, you're going to stretch your stuff. Can you say amen? Why? Amen, praise God. Because sometimes we even leave a label hanging out. Yes. Amen, pray God. Why? Because we're glad of where it came from.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And so every child of God, amen, praise God, we need to strut our stuff. Can you say amen? Let the world know.
Yeah.
Amen, praise God. I was this and I was that and I was that and I was that. But amen, check my lady. I traded in that ashes. I got beauty now. Can you say amen? I traded in that old garment. made it into sad rags.
I got garments of praise. This season of Christmas, amen, praise God. God loved us beyond our ability to tell it to you.
Oh, my God.
And for beyond your ability to understand. He loved you so much that he wants you to live and to have life everlasting. And so he came. And he brought a gospel. Can you say amen? And he left that word to the church. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. To repent of your sin. To be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin. And he would fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. There is nothing like being in the family of God.
Can
you say amen? There's nothing like being, amen, in God's family. When we can truly say to God, our Father.
Oh,
yes, amen. Not just from a perspective of creation, but from a perspective of salvation. But we can say to God, amen, praise God, our Father. The term of endearment is Abba. And when we can tell God Abba, it means that we have a special relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and you say amen. It means that God knows you.
Oh.
I got to stop. But y'all know how, amen, if you have a great big family, you're going to lose track of some of them sons and grandsons. And you're going to lose, Lord have mercy. Yeah, who are you? Yeah. Uh-huh. And so then you're not going to remember all of those names. Can you say amen? But guess what? God knows everyone.
I love it.
He knows you by name. He knows you're down sitting. He knows you're uprising. And so God has brought us into a special relationship with him because he has been born. And so there was a reason for the angel to say, joy to the world. Can you say amen? There was a reason for him to say, peace on earth and goodwill toward the man. Can you say amen? So in this Christmas season, spread that message. God loves you. He was born to redeem you. And he has paid the price of your sin. And you can be in a special relationship with him. All because of the birth. God
thank you, Lord.
Thank God for you. Amen. Praise God.